The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
This is The Hard Shoulder, Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. Aisling Larkin, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach, is with me to talk about, and this is a perfect timing for this, given the fairly decent weather we still have. I know our standards have gone through the roof after that 30 degree day at the start of the week, but it's still almost 20 degrees out there. It's plenty warm enough to fire up the barbecue and cook up some burgers. So if that is the plan, tonight, tomorrow, anytime over the next few days, you want to hear this, because Aisling is going to tell you exactly how to make the perfect burger. Aisling, we'll start with a bun, shall we?
Absolutely. So we're going to go through this layer by layer, piece by piece, and you're all going to be experts at the end of this on how to make the ultimate burger. When it comes to the bun, okay, you've got to think, you need something that's going to be structurally sound enough to hold all of the ingredients and all of what you're going to load into your burger. But you also want something that's rich and delicious and has maybe a little bit of sweetness and a little bit of softness. So my recommendation, even though possibly a lot of us were reared on Bundys, is to go with a brioche bun, because it has that softness. It's made with butter and eggs and milk, and it's rich and it's delicious.
And should you toast the brioche bun or just have it as it comes?
I would toast it, but only toast the inside. So don't take the bun and put it in the toaster and toast front and back. You just want to toast the inside bit. And what that's going to do is going to give you a little bit of caramelization, a little bit of crispness on the inside. And it's also going to help you act as that barrier to kind of keep all of the juices within the burger and not have a soggy bun.
Yeah, because of the shape of a burger bun as well, when you do it in the toaster, to get the requisite crispness on the flat side, you always end up blackening a bit of the rounded side, don't you?
Totally. And you kind of flatten it out a little bit. And that is not what you want. You want it to be just perfect when you get it.
An absolutely plain brioche, or do you go with sesame seeds?
I go with sesame seeds.
Right.
And the reason being is that sesame seeds, you know me, I'm always talking about this umami, which is this kind of depth of savory flavor. So it's ultimately about like building the most flavor we can into the food we eat. And sesame seeds actually have umami. So they have those glutamates in them. And it just adds that extra little layer of flavor. Now, I would steer well clear of anything that resembles an avocado or a lettuce leaf to wrap your burger in. Have a bun and wrap it in a bun. Properly.
Okay. A brioche bun with sesame seeds, lightly toast the inside only. So, first step done. The beef patty. You're not going to tell people to go out and buy pre-made ones, are you?
No. This is the part where you buy the mince and you make it yourself. It is so easy. So many burger recipes contain things like breadcrumbs and eggs, and they warrant a place because, you know, eggs can bind the ingredients together and breadcrumbs absorb the fat and the juices, but you don't need any of that. You literally just need really good quality mince. Now, I'm an advocate of, you know, this 4% lean mince. I think it's great for our health and everything. However, when you are making a burger, you want mince that is going to be 20 to 25% fat content.
Oh, that doesn't sound very healthy now.
No, it's not, but it's a burger and it's going to be one and it's going to be delicious and you're going to savor every bite. So yeah, with the fat, I would say about 20, 25% fat. You can ask your butcher to mince it up, and like, they're the experts. So our Irish butchers are amazing. Gorgeous Irish grass-fed beef, absolutely beautiful, 25% fat. Then you want to mold or just shape that meat. You don't want to overwork your mince when you're shaping it into your burger. So you're probably talking in around maybe 150 grams for your burger, kind of, you know, 4, 5, 6 ounce burger. You want to shape your mince into your burger. Don't salt it before you during that mixing process. So shape it, literally just take your mince, shape it, pop it on a tray, chill it down until you need them, take them out of the oven about 15 minutes before you cook them, just to bring them up to temperature a little bit, and at that point then you season them. And when you're cooking them, there's a concept called smash burgers that will move you away from the barbecue perhaps and back to the pan.
Okay, tell me about that.
So, smash burgers, you're going to take your beef patties, you're going to take your little ball of mince or your burger shape.
Yeah.
You want to put it on a frying pan or a really flat grill. No gas, just flat. Pop it on, and then with something like a spatula, or actually a builder's trowel is the best implement to use, you get your pan really hot, put your mince in, and smash it down. So what you're doing is you're spreading out that quantity of beef, so let's call it 50, 60 grams. And what's happening is you're getting all of this deep, deep caramelization on the outside of the beef. And this caramelization is caused by something called a Maillard reaction. This is basically when the amino acids, which are the proteins, combine with the sugars, when they're heated up to about 145, 160 degrees Celsius, this beautiful flavour compound.
You're not talking about flattening the whole thing out like a pancake. You're just talking about forcing the side that's being cooked, forcing it down into contact.
Yes, but forcing it down quite a bit. So not flat as a pancake, but not like you want it flat, and then flip it over, brown up the other side, do two of those, and then you can put your cheese either in the middle of those or you can put your cheese on top.
Oh, now that's a game changer. Two thin patties forced down like that with cheese in between. I like the sound of it. Should people rub a bit of oil onto the burger before they put it on the barbecue? I see some people doing that so it doesn't stick.
Yeah, rub it onto your burger before it goes onto your barbecue. If you're doing the smash burgers, no oil on the pan, because there's enough in your 20% fat that it's going to just come out and coat and baste the burgers as they cook and keep them juicy and succulent.
All right. Okay. So we've got the patty down, a couple of different options there, and nice straightforward ones. Not too many bells and whistles, so anybody can do it. We'll skip to cheese because we have mentioned it already. So you are a fan of cheese on a burger?
Absolutely. As long as it's something that kind of has a sharp tanginess, something like a cheddar, vintage Gouda, something like that, and melt it up. Yeah, 100% cheese on a burger.
All right. Okay. So absolutely include cheese. What about condiments?
Yes. Ketchup, mayo, mustard.
All of them?
Sauce.
Not all of them.
Oh, all of them. All of the above.
Ah, no. You can't put all of them at once, can you?
Yeah, of course you can. So burger sauce is basically, so this famous secret sauce or burger sauce is basically a combination of ketchup, mayo, French's mustard, and a little bit of gherkins or the brining pickle, so the juice that the gherkins come in, mixed in with your mayo, your ketchup, and your mustard. And there you have the perfect burger sauce. So I just combine them all together in a bowl.
I'm a bit of a purist now. Just plain old red sauce will do me in a burger all day long, Aisling. So we'll have to agree to disagree when it comes to condiments. Is that it then? Is it just kind of sauce and cheese, or do you go with onions? Do you add leaves?
Yeah.
What happens next?
Oh yeah, you've got your lettuce, you've got tomatoes and onions, I think. And with your lettuce, you are looking for a crispy, crunchy freshness from the lettuce to break up the textures in your mouth, because you've got the softness from the bun, you've got the meatiness from the patty, and then you need something a little bit fresh in your mouth. So something like an iceberg lettuce shredded up, really, really lovely. In terms of tomatoes, you are looking at beef tomatoes, never ever like cherry tomatoes. You're talking beef tomatoes. You want to bring them to room temperature, a little bit of sea salt over the top first, and then cut them. So don't cut them the way we normally cut a tomato, which is from the top down. Lay them on their side and kind of cut them around the belly almost. And you get these beautiful little 5 to 6 mil thick circles of tomato for your burger.
And onions, people who put onions on the burger, do you put them on? I know some people who put them on raw and it's a bit overpowering. I mean, should you cook your onions first or how do you do it?
Yes, actually, that's a great question. If you like raw onions, but you do find them a little bit strong, you can just soak them in a bowl of cold water first, and it takes out some of the chemical compounds and it just reduces that kind of acidity out of them. Or you can cook them. I love to cook white onions low and slow in oil and butter until they're golden, caramelly, almost unctuous on top of the burger. So you're talking about 20 minutes slow cooking your onions to go on top of your burger.
Low and slow, the only way to do it. Aisling, an absolute pleasure as always. Aisling Larkin, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.